Monday evening, Winston-Salem City Council held a public hearing regarding the building of two proposed cell phone towers. AT&T and American Towers LLC want to put them in the city's northeast and south wards to fill gaps in cell phone coverage. But numerous residents object. Mel Schlesinger lives in the south ward and believes the cell phone tower will decrease his home's property value.
They can say all they want about property values, but the reality is that nobody wants to buy a house that has a cell phone tower in its backyard.
Schlesinger says he would prefer to see the towers built in more commercial areas and urges council members to be more receptive to residents' concerns in the future. Halfway through the debate, council members moved into a private room to continue their discussion. Finally, with a 6-2 vote, they approved both of AT&T's cell tower proposals. Each one will be 150 feet tall and surrounded by trees. There was ample debate between residents and council members centered on what the tower would actually look like. After 45 minutes, the council agreed to a monopole design. Councilwoman Vivian Burke represents the Northeast Ward. She says the choice was not an easy one to make.
I really don't feel good about the decision, but as I stated, we're trying to educate ourselves on new ground that we're walking.
Burke says she didn't want to prolong the decision when she knew the result would ultimately be the same, even if the results were sent to court. Her fellow councilwoman, Molly Light, is over the South Ward. She is disappointed she could not help her residents prepare for this hearing beforehand.
We have absolutely no access to our constituents. They can't talk to us. We can't contact them and give advice. So it's a very strange situation to be in. That's an unhappy situation for a council member.
In the next few months, AT&T will begin cell tower construction in both the South and Northeast wards. Celia Spell, 88.5 WFDD News.